You're listening to Vatican Radio.
At least 700 forced migrants may have died at sea this past week in the crossing from Libya to Italy. About 14,000 have been rescued since last Monday, and there have been at least 3 confirmed instances of boats sinking. But the number of dead can only be estimated based on survivor testimony, which is still being collected. Migrants interviewed over the weekend in the Sicilian port of Pozzallo told of a large fishing boat that overturned and sank on Thursday, with many women and children on board. The forced migrants, fleeing wars, persecution and poverty, often do not know how to swim and do not have life jackets. They pay hundreds or thousands of dollars to make the crossing from Libya to Italy, which is proving to be the most dangerous border passage for migrants in the world. Jesuit Father Tom Smollett, Director of Jesuit Refugee Service International, told Vatican Radio's Linda Bordoni that the fact that people are drowning at sea as they attempt to seek shelter and protection in Europe is a scandal and it is immoral.
The fundamental thing to say, this is a human tragedy. And to use a phrase that I heard from somebody else, enough poetry, it's time to build the plumbing. These are issues which we can all do better on, which Europe can do better on. To just keep letting people drown in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea is a scandal and immoral.
Many agencies, many actors in the game are asking Europe to open legal pathways for these people. What do you think about that?
Exactly right. I think some recognition that this phenomenon is going to happen. And if Europe, I think, is certainly able, it's just a question of willingness, to provide pathways for a certain number of folks to enter Europe without risking their lives.
It seems the situation is not going to change. We're going to see more and more people crossing, also because of the weather.
Right.
We've got to prevent disasters happening. How else can we do that?
I wish I had an answer, Linda. The status quo is not going to do it. Destroying boats in Libya won't do it. Making passages safe and humane, working with people before they come to Europe, dealing with the phenomenon of refugees and migrants in a systemic and fundamentally humane way is the only way to do it.
So many EU countries don't even want to participate in a plan to distribute refugees among member states.
Fundamentally, a point that we have talked about previously, there is a lot of fear out there, fear sometimes real, most often generated by those who have something to gain from the fear. But fear is never a good place from which to make a decision. Fear does not come from God. Fear is an evil spirit.
Is there an appeal you'd like to make?
Yes. Can we first remember that we are brothers and sisters and figure out what to do from that?
That was Linda Bordoni speaking to Jesuit Father Tom Smollett, the Director of Jesuit Refugee Service International.